Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Hurricane Melissa, now a Category 5 storm pummeling Jamaica. Let's get the latest from the AccuWeather forecast. And here's John Furyk.
Yeah, right now, Melissa in the process of making landfall in southwestern Jamaica. Maximum sustained winds right now, 185 miles per hour. It's just a monster of a storm. In fact, it's now the third strongest hurricane on record in the Atlantic Basin. This is going to cause catastrophic jet damage across Jamaica, likely to take a very long time for them to recover. After Jamaica, Melissa is going to head for southeast Cuba late tonight, early tomorrow, making another landfall there. Then it'll race northeast through the Atlantic, pass by Bermuda Thursday night, staying well away from the east coast of the United States. Linda.
Meteorologist John Furyk with our 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Uber and Lyft drivers say they're being fired without warning and without a fair chance to fight back. A new report from the Asian American Legal Defense Fund and Taxi Workers Alliance found that only 2% of Lyft drivers and 5% of Uber drivers ever get reinstated after they get locked out of the app. Elizabeth Koo is an attorney with the Asian American Legal Defense Fund.
We're talking about hundreds of drivers. Those are numbers and patterns that you really can't ignore. And second, I would say that fairness for drivers and safety for riders, those aren't mutually exclusive things.
Advocates are calling for just cause protection, saying drivers lose their livelihoods overnight, often over unverified complaints. Uber says deactivations are rare, and if they do happen, it's tied to fraud or safety precautions. And Lyft, they insist they're improving their appeals process. The NYPD now looking for a group of chain-snatching thieves who've hit targets across Brooklyn and Queens. Cops say the suspects have struck at least three times, twice within minutes of each other, in Williamsburg on October 10th, and the third time in Sunnyside the very next day. During each robbery, the group rode up on two-wheeled vehicles, yanking the jewelry off women's necks. Luckily, no one was hurt. Police released photos from one of the Brooklyn attacks, and they're asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers. Jon Stewart hosting a special event today in Times Square, recognizing first responders from the city and across the country. This is the Children's Foundation's National First Responders Day Roll Call of Heroes. This is President and CEO Jillian Crane.
We want to unite the country in this idea that we are honoring those who run into danger for us every single day. And each one of these first responders stands for their entire profession when they come up onto that stage to receive a medal.
The honorees were chosen for their bravery and service over the past year and include folks from New York and New Jersey, as well as firefighters who battled the devastating wildfires in California. A Long Island mother says a sweet surprise for her daughter turned sour very fast.
Talk about a great sweet 16 birthday present, seeing Taylor Swift in concert in Toronto. Mother of two, Denise Sussman, says she went with her daughter to this amazing concert, but when she got back to her home in Seacliff, she got sick, very sick with the flu. Sussman says she lost 15 pounds and was very, very weak. Along with Northwell Health doctors, Sussman urges everyone to get a flu shot. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Health officials warning of a possible measles exposure at Newark Airport. This is for anyone who was in Terminal B of Newark between 2:15 and 5:30 p.m. on October 19th. Officials say you could show symptoms like fever, cough, or a spotty rash as late as November 9th. And if you do, make sure you call your doctor and get everything checked out. This will now make 10 confirmed cases of measles in 2025. That's far ahead of last year's total of 7 cases. The NYPD confirms that the body of a woman was found inside a plastic bag in East Harlem yesterday. Police were called after the bag was found on the sidewalk at East 124th Street and Park Avenue, right about 6:30 p.m. The woman's age and identity are not known at this time, and the medical examiner has yet to determine the cause of death. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Brooklyn serial slasher is now facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. 27-year-old Odyssey Head was arrested in Coney Island on Sunday, initially on burglary and arson charges, but police now believe he's the same man who slashed 3 strangers in separate unprovoked attacks over the weekend. In fact, they say he had the suspected weapon on him, a kitchen knife, at the time of his arrest. The slashings happened in Flatbush, 2 just blocks apart, leaving victims with facial wounds, but all in stable condition. He's now charged with attempted murder, assault, arson, burglary, and several weapons counts. Well, we're just a few days into early voting here in New York, and with Election Day 1 week away, the mayoral race feeling tense. Our Glenn Shuck has a scoop on where the candidates sit in a new poll.
The Suffolk University Boston poll once had Mamdani with an easy 20-point lead over Cuomo. Now it's been cut in half. A distant third, Curtis Sliwa, but he wants everyone to know he's still campaigning hard.
And I will do what I've done every day in this campaign, which is to go down into the subways and to ride with the passengers.
Off the campaign trail and into the Comedy Central studio with Jon Stewart, Zohran Mamdani.
We've been telling them time and again that all we have to offer is not Trump. But this is also the city that created Trump.
Right.
We have to reckon with that.
In these first 3 days of early voting, it easily surpassed a total of 9 days of early ballots cast in the 2021 mayor's race. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The candidates all on the campaign trail today. Curtis Sliwa speaking at Baruch College at an event honoring Charlie Kirk. Andrew Cuomo will be canvassing in the Bronx today, meeting with voters. And Zohran Mamdani will hold a briefing later this afternoon for new media and content creators.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.